A former Bloomington Housing Authority resident created a space to encourage students in the community to achieve goals they might not have been confronted with before. Student reporter Cameron Kelly has this story.
Andre Hersey's community work began with the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington Normal and later the Western Avenue Community Center. A few years ago, Hersey took a leap of faith and created the Jewel Foundation. It's a nonprofit teen enrichment program that provides academic, educational, and mental health support. It's now entering the second year of a growing mentorship initiative with the city of Bloomington.
There's not a lot of culture here in this town. These kids don't get exposed and don't get opportunities. And I think a lot of times when you can give them that, it makes a huge difference.
The Jewel Foundation debuted in 2017. The next year, Hersey was the adult recipient of Normal's MLK Human Relations Award. Today, his foundation works with students from sixth grade to seniors in high school.
It has to be about the kids in order for it to be successful. So I just really wanted to give these young folks an opportunity to be exposed, opportunities to get outside of Bloomington and explore different cities, different states.
Kajian Tate is a graduate member of the Jewel Foundation and now a sophomore at Alabama State University. She received help through the program even after leaving college. Tate recently applied for a job and Hersey and staff were able to get her a letter of recommendation. When needed, Tate hops on Zoom to help out with the foundation and mentor students.
My favorite part is just being able to watch him teach other kids and help other kids grow like us and just multiplying in his organization.
A reward for students involved in the Jewel Foundation holding at least a C average in school is being able to go on trips. Students who are struggling to get their grades up have an opportunity to get tutored through Illinois State University. And the Jewel sign-up process also gives the option for families to consent if a student needs an advocate when a parent or guardian is not available. More recently, the foundation has found success with its mentorship program in partnership with the city of Bloomington, which began last year as a pilot. Young people with Jewel are placed in various city jobs, including Parks and Rec, the Water Department, City Administration, and the Pepsi Eye Center. There are 4 positions in the mentorship program's first year, and that is expected to grow up to 20 in year 2. Here's Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus.
Exposing young people to government as a career. You know, I will tell you that governments across the country, frankly, are struggling to attract minority students. Governments across the country are also struggling to attract a younger generation because there's so many options and opportunities out there to do other things.
The partnership brought young people into city government, but also helped them make long-lasting connections and build their resumes to help in future endeavors. Taya says the mentorships are more than just a summer job, and they also pay real money, unlike unpaid internships that can be a barrier for some young people.
I think that it was important to show participants that we were serious about this. First of all, second of all, you know, young folks need money and they do. And so, you know, we want it. When you talk about the whole attaching a carrot to a work program, we wanted to do that as well to make this more attractive to kids who maybe hadn't heard of government as a career. The final thing for me is we needed to put our money where our mouth was and is. If we're talking about how it's important that we have diversity, if we're talking about If we're saying it's a priority, then I think it's important for us to act like it.
Andre Hersey says internships and mentorships are beneficial for kids to see beyond Bloomington.
I've always told them, I expect for you to go on and be very successful in life, whatever that looks like. I said, but one thing, you don't owe me anything, but just make sure you reach back and help the next person out that may be struggling.
Kids staying involved is important to Hersey because it keeps them focused in on their future careers and educational goals.
Especially for brown and black kids that look like me. Once you do that and you position them for those type of opportunities, I think there's a lesser opportunity for them to get into some trouble.
Young people can register online to enroll in the Jewel Foundation. I'm Cameron Kelly.
The reporter on that story, Cameron Kelly, is part of WGLT's own internship program run in partnership with Illinois State University School of Communication.